We have our Spanish ministry coming. Oh, Teresa.
I just want to say, listening to every, or you know, them talking about my dad and his Bibles that years ago, he put.
God bless you, sweetie.
He bought me and my two kids our Bibles.
Yeah.
I didn't appreciate it back then, really. I just thought it was just a Bible.
Yeah.
But it's more than that.
Yeah.
It's everything.
Amen. He wanted to give you his best. And he couldn't think of anything best than giving you God and his word, you know. Amen. God bless you, Teresa. Lord bless you and comfort you. There's a verse that tells us exactly what the Lord thinks about Jim's homegoing. And there's a verse that is, what's it? Pardon me?
116:15.
How did you know I was going to say that?
How did you know
I was going to say Psalm 116, verse 15? Ellen, I didn't tell you that. I didn't tell anybody that I was going to talk from Psalm 116, verse 15. But it tells us exactly what God thinks about James and his passing and leaving us here in this world. And I don't know how Ellen got that figured out, but it is Psalm 116, verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. In other words, it's not like the Catholic Church portrays saints. And if you're Catholic, please don't be offended. But a saint doesn't mean someone who's holy. The word for saint is hagios. It means someone who's separated unto God. Someone who belongs to the Lord. Someone whom the Lord has revealed himself to and forgiven their sins. Doesn't mean you're perfect, because the only perfect man who ever walked this earth, his name is Jesus, and he's the Son of God. No pope has been perfect. Billy Graham was not perfect. Nobody that you've ever met in this world has been perfect. The only one who was perfect was when God himself came down, was born of a virgin named Mary, and lived a completely sinless life in every thought, every word, every deed, every step that he took. And so in the death of his saints means, I think the New American Version has, in the death of his godly ones, those who are his children, in other words, children of God. Precious in the sight of the Lord. You know, when we think about that, to us, we would say, well, in our sight, it's heartbreaking. In our sight, it causes me to cry because I miss him. In my sight, it's like a big hole is now in my life, a big vacuum, and I miss this person, and that it hurts like a wound. It hurts. This is what it's like in my sight. But from the Lord's point of view, it's precious in his sight. Listen, who made you? Who made Jim? And Betty could, of all people, say, well, he was mine. He was my husband. He was my best friend. He was my pride and joy. He was my provider. He was my protector. For years and years, I knew him like none of you knew him. He was mine. But even Betty would say today, before he was mine, he is God's. And so it's precious in his sight. So let that give you a, you know, there's not a lot of things in this universe that God says are precious to him. His son, and when his children come home. You know, when Stephen, in Acts chapter 7, is being stoned to death for preaching Christ, and he says, I see the Lord Jesus standing up with his arms open, And so we know that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. But when his children come home, he stands with open arms. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his children. And as we close here, I wanted to share with you that if you're not his child, Christianity, true Christianity, is not a religion, it's a relationship. It's not a thou shalt do this and thou shalt not do that, and you give money and you get baptized and all these other things, which may be good in their place. To be a child of God is means that you've said yes to Jesus. That you said, yes, Lord, you're right, I'm a sinner. Yes, Lord, I've fallen short. And I understand that the only way that I can go to heaven is because what you've done, not what I do, not what I say, not what I think, but for what you did for me when you died for my sins. And so this relationship begins not by anything good you can do, but by simply saying yes to Jesus. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. That if you come to him as you are, not pretending, not putting on the dog, oh Lord, look at me, I'm better than so and so and so and so, I'm not as bad as some people, but no, you come to him as you are, a sinner. Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to myself. He said, those that are whole need not a physician. You know, we have to come as we are to sinners, as he is the perfect Savior. And if you'll trust only in him, one day you'll see Jim again. You'll see other loved ones that have known the Lord in heaven as well. And precious in the sight of the Lord will be your death. The Bible says God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Ezekiel says, I am the Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his children. Because we belong to him. And we're going home. And so let's close in prayer. Our Spanish ministry is getting ready to get started. But I wanted to share with you today, Jesus is as close as the mention of his name. If you do not know him for the full and forever washing away of all your sins, even the ones you haven't even done yet, if you want him to be your all in all, and not yourself, not your religion, you want him to stand with you on the day of judgment. You want to be clothed in his righteousness. All you do is trust in him. Call on him. Lord Jesus, save me from my sins. I believe you died for me and rose again. I believe you're my only hope for heaven. Because if there was any other way, you would have never come and died for me. There is no other way, and I believe on you. So just say yes to Jesus. Come to him. I'm sorry if I've offended you by saying, well, he doesn't think I'm saved. No, I didn't say that. I just said every time that we're talking about eternity, every time we're talking about our souls, every time we do that, it would be a sin and a shame for me not to tell everybody about Jesus. This was what Jim would have done if he were here as well. So come and call on Christ. Meet us in heaven. And if you think Jim was a cut up here, wait till you get to glory. And he's kicking up the gold dust, showing you all around. He said, you're late. You know, let me introduce you to things going on around here. You pass by a couple angels. Jim grabs one of them with a big bear hug and flings him right up into the air. You never know what's going to happen. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you people say, heaven is just, you're sitting there somber on top of a cloud in your white robe playing your harp. Not me, I have a slobbering Baptist-costal fit, running all over glory, shouting hallelujah. And if you're not careful, I'm going to come tickle you. And see, Jim, that would be great. I'm looking forward to that day. Lord, we pray you bless this time. Thank you for your love to us. And Lord, though we ran out of time to sing the other songs and share our choral reading and our psalm reading, Lord, we pray that you would bless us with your own sweet Holy Spirit. And if there is one, even just one, who has never said yes to Jesus, may they say yes today. In his precious name we pray. Amen.